T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thousands of migrants in that caravan from Central America have broken down the gates at the border of Guatemala and Mexico. On the Mexican side, police and riot gear are waiting.
The CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy with us now. You're following the changing situation. What is the absolute latest there right now, Stephen?
Well, you know, I gentlemen, from my vantage point here at the White House, it's hard to see, but I can tell you that there are certainly reports that this caravan is making its way north. And while we have seen on television very tense pictures of the hordes of people coming towards the border that Guatemala and Mexico share, and you've described the police in riot gear, and I'm reading a report now that pepper spray was deployed and a call to stop the aggression on the part of the Mexican officials. Apparently what this caravan aims to do is come through Mexico and perhaps into the United States seeking asylum. Now, these people are said to have left their homes in Honduras, which is further down in Central America from Guatemala. So far, they've already come a few hundred miles, and they intend to keep going. The Mexican officials aimed to, if not stop them at the border, at least have an orderly procession through the border, so at least these people could be processed and have some kind of records kept. What we saw on television a short while ago was some of the members of the caravan ripping down a fence that separated the two countries, and then they were going to basically cross a bridge and that no one would stop them. So this is all obviously on the president's mind, as you might imagine. Yesterday, he issued a series of tweets about this and threatened to close down the U.S.-Mexico border and deploy the U.S. military if Mexico doesn't do something to stop what he called the onslaught.
All right, Stephen, thanks for the update. CBS News correspondent Stephen Portnoy at the White House.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.